time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Robbie Jensen. He is with the Carbon and Emery County. He's the Carbon and Emery County Director of Aging. We're going to talk about the Senior Citizen Center in Carbon and Emery County, some of the events that are coming up, and just some of the services that they offer. Robbie, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk about some of the services that you guys offer out at both of the Senior Citizen Center in Carbon and Emery counties.
Sure. So services that we provide, we focus mostly on nutrition as well as socialization. So the things that we're looking for in nutrition, we offer a lunch here in Carbon County Monday through Thursday. We have congregate meals. And then Monday through, well, and then we also have mobile meals that are available on those days as well. So for those homebound seniors, we have meals that we can take out to the residents with frozen meals available on the weekends. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they can have one, two, or three meals that are delivered to them for the nutrition. And those all meals congregate, if they're coming into the center to eat or if they're getting home delivered meals, those meals are free with a suggested donation of $3 per meal. And so the focus on the nutrition is important, and then socialization as well. So our center is open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday here in Carbon County. And we have all sorts of different activities that are taking place on a daily basis. We have billiards that are open every day and people playing pool just about every day out there. We have a ukulele group that meets, line dancers that are there on the morning. We have an exercise group that also meets in the mornings out there, and activities going constantly. Bingo that's played Monday and Wednesday, a bridge group that meets. So there's constantly something out there. If you haven't been out to visit us at the Carbon Senior Center, I promise there is some activity that is waiting for you to try out.
And I know that there are a lot of people in the community that are senior citizens that go out there just for lunch, just to meet up with their friends and hang out there and go and have lunch together. And, you know, and like you said, it's the social part of it all.
Exactly. And we have people that come in weekly that didn't know some of those facilities and activities were available to them. And so if you've never been out, again, come check us out. Come try lunch. We're constantly changing our menu. There's always new things that are going on. And we're always looking for something for everyone. So those are available as well. I don't know if everyone knows out there, but we actually have a theater inside the Senior Center. So on Tuesday afternoons, we show a movie starting at 1 o'clock. We have free popcorn there available as well. But if you can't make it on a Tuesday and you want to watch a movie on the big screen, come on out, bring a group, and you can watch a movie. We'll glad to start a movie for you anytime in that theater.
Okay. And you also said that you've got some activities planned that are coming up in March.
Yes, we do. So coming up on March 19th, we're doing a dance. We're calling it our Spring Fling. It's going to be from 1 to 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. We wanted to do one in the afternoon so that those that don't like to drive at night or aren't available to come in the evenings would be able to come. So this is one of our fundraisers. So the cost will be $5 for an individual or $7 for a couple. Come on out Thursday, March 19th from 1 to 4. I've been volunteered to be the DJ. I think it will be interesting to say the least. So we'll have a lot of music and stuff there. We'll have refreshments. It's always a good time.
Okay, and then you also said in April, I believe, you're having a yard sale in April, but you're looking for donations right now for that yard sale.
Right. So we have a yard sale. We didn't do it last year, and we wanted to kind of bring that back. So in years past, we've done a yard sale. It's on April 25th, which is a Saturday. And the way that the yard sale works, when you're doing that spring cleaning in the houses and you find things that are still good but you don't want anymore, if you wanted to bring those and donate those to the center, we will then turn around and sell those at the yard sale, and all the proceeds will then go to benefit the senior center directly. So as you're making those spring cleaning, I know it's still cold in winter, but as you're making plans for that big spring clean, think of the senior center and anything that you think someone else might still find a use for, bring it by the center. We'll store it, and when that yard sale comes around, we'll turn around, and those proceeds will go to the senior center.
Okay, that's a yard sale. Clean out your house for a great cause.
Exactly.
And then one last thing, that it's that time of year, and everybody kind of dreads it. It's tax season, and you guys offer tax help out there.
We do. So the Association of Governments, the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, we actually have a person that is in charge of volunteer income tax. So every Tuesday, starting the first Tuesday in February, February 4th, running all the way until April 14th, every Tuesday from 12 until 3:30, we will have two individuals that will be there to help individuals submit their taxes for the year. There are qualifications for that. So any senior is more than welcome to come, and we'll look at those taxes. There is an income threshold to be able to get that done for free. I believe it's around the $50,000 mark. I'm not for certain, but if you think that you might want to have your taxes looked at and done for free, come out to the center between 12 and 3:30 every Tuesday starting next week until taxes are due in April, and we can let you know if you're able to get those done for free, and if you do qualify, we can sit down right then with you and get those taxes done. And these individuals that volunteer to do the income tax, they have to go through testing and be certified by the IRS. So it's not just anyone that is looking at your taxes. They pass the test in order to be able to do it.
Okay, so plenty of great stuff that's going on out there. You've got the dance coming up March 19th. You've got the yard sale. You've got tax help, lunches, all kinds of fun things that are going on out at the Senior Center. Now, if anybody has questions or anything, who can they get in touch with out there?
Certainly. So you can give us a call, and anyone at the Senior Center would be more than willing to help you. My name's Robbie Jensen. I'm the director out there. Happy to take any calls. But any of the staff out there is great. And our number out there is 636-3202. Give us a call anytime. If we're not there, leave us a message, and we'll be sure to get back with you.
Okay, Robbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.